and out of your time studying God's Word with Everyday Study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible Study.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Sin don't mean you going back into the tavern. Sin don't mean that you're going back to an old lifestyle or whatever. It doesn't mean, it can mean that, but it simply means missing the mark. See, when you get all twisted up, frustrated, and stuff start messing up your spirit, and you stop getting along, and the harmony is gone, you've missed the mark somewhere. You ain't cussed nobody out. You ain't steal from anybody. You didn't do anything wrong. You missed the mark. Anything that is not of faith is sin, and it'll cause you to miss the mark. And sometimes you're missing the mark because of your belief system. You're basing stuff that you do and believe on experience you've had rather than the reality of God's word. When you go to the word and you take that word and start applying it to your life, you'll find immediate deliverance. You'll find that the thing is broken. That thing has to fade away, and you're brought back into alignment because God's word is reality. No matter what our experience is, no matter what we've experienced, no matter what we are experiencing now, no matter how shattered or torn or broken our belief system might be, the word is always right. And when stuff is not in alignment, when we're not experiencing the best life, check things out. It's probably because you're neglecting something somewhere. In other words, Christ is not reigning. You're struggling in your mind with, he loves me, he loves me not. You're struggling with experiences in the past. You're not used to having enough. So now you don't think God's going to come through for you. See, in the past, it's just like now. You were messed up. It wasn't God wasn't messed up. God was trying to get it to you in the past. But see, now we're living in a day of awareness. You're becoming aware now. But see, works righteousness makes you aware of sin. And sin brings condemnation. And when you are conscious of those things all the time, it's going to always hinder you. You're walking condemnation because you're depending on works. You're depending on how God is pleased with you, how well you did something. You know God is pleased. I can feel the Holy Ghost. Well, what about when you mess up? I said, if God kicked you to the curb, he had to kick Jesus to the curb. Sometimes it's a cultural mindset, a Western mindset. We think very lineal, in a linear way. The Hebrew mind was different, and God's mind is different. God's wisdom is manifold. In other words, God got this thing so set that we cannot fail. Amen. It's just that you have a choice in determining the quality of life that you'll live in this life. Look at somebody tell me, I want the best life. Come on, do you really want the best life? Amen. It's in Christ. It's in him reigning in your life. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. You know, leave it there. I love to pray, and I still do from time to time. Would love to pray for wisdom. Lord, give me wisdom. One day the Holy Spirit stopped me in that prayer and said, why are you asking me for wisdom? He said, the wisdom's in you. He said, why don't you make the declaration that I release this wisdom? I release this wisdom that's flowing in my belly, in my spirit. I release this grace in Jesus' name. Come on, see, sometimes we're We're after stuff we already have. And see, even that plays a part in the spirit realm. Come on, because see, there's no latitude in the spirit realm. Let me say it this way, is you is or is you ain't. You can be innocent and God will cover you. You know, he'll protect you. He'll hold. But if you really, you got to be precise and accurate in the spirit realm. See, a number of prayers that people pray are general. Lord, if it be your will. You better go to that word and find out what his will is. And then make the decree that it is his will. I'm going to get into this later on too. But you know, when the word talks about asking, it's not really the word ask, you know, like, Lord, please. No, that word ask is make a demand. That's really what it means. That's really the place that it is. It's not, you know, it's making a, you're an heir. You have this covenant right. It belongs to you. That's why even the prodigal, when he wanted to leave his father's house, he said, Father, give me that portion which falls unto me. And his father gave it to him. It's his covenant right. Well, the Lord says, come to the throne of grace with boldness. See, sometimes our prayers are wishy-washy, and we want God to see us crying. You know, I'm not taking that from that. You know, some people are just, their heart is that tender where they go before God and they, I'm not taking from that, but I'm talking about you. You know, you just want to see those little puppy eyes. And God will have mercy on you. And the Lord is saying, make a demand. Make a demand on your situation. Listen, I've given you life. It's in you. You see, we pray, the kingdom come. I got news for you. Kingdom's here. Kingdom don't have to come. Kingdom is here. The kingdom needs to come forth out of the believer. See, when your heart aligns with your spirit is carrying the dunamis, is carrying all of heaven. It's the incorruptible seed. It cannot sin. When your heart is pure and it connects to that, because everything that God does, I'll say this over and over, everything that God does in our life, it has to come through our heart. It don't come through our head. That's why we mess up a lot of times. We get the information and we think we got it. No, all you got was informed. Hello? You gave mental assent, but you saw there was no practical application and there was no change. You just got a big head. You know, knowledge puffs up, but it has to come through our heart. We're going to learn. That's going to be one of the next studies in our school. It's going to have to do with the brain and the heart, because I believe this is a key to this next dimension of the best life, the Zoe life. Things must flow through your heart. We must be able to listen to our heart and not our head. You know, God will stir sometimes in your heart. And you know it's God, and then people discourage you. It might be a cloudy day, or the wind might be blowing, so you don't sow. But you know there was a stirring. And God had something attached to that stirring. He knew that thing that you were supposed to sow was going to be connected to something that was supposed to come into your life. And the Holy Spirit was stirring you. You got to thinking about the utility bill. Cable. Help us, Holy Ghost. Verse 31. That according as it is written, he that glories, let him glory in the Lord. Somebody say, I'm empowered. I'm empowered. Not excused. Say it again. I'm empowered by his grace, but not excused. The fact that Jesus is our righteousness does not free us from righteous living. It only determines our power to live right in the sight of God. Do you hear that? Because we are righteous in Christ, it does not free us from righteous living. Righteous living should be the fruit. There's a difference. I don't care what anybody says. There's a difference between a saint. If you have any measure of discernment as a saint, you can discern these things. Sometimes you can tell a saint versus just a good person. Amen. You know, a person that's just doing good versus a saint, even though the saint may be kind of sloppy. There's a spirit on them. There's the spirit of God that's on them. And it's a distinct difference. It's a glory. Even though they may not have it all together, there's a distinct difference. And so our righteousness is a fruit of our faith righteousness. And see, someone just doing right, you can meet them and, you know, they can have a measure of impact on your life. But when you meet someone, Christ is flowing out of them. It touches your spirit. It impacts you differently. It's like, you know, you can meet someone and forget about them. But when you met Jesus, you never got him. Whether you walk with him or not, you never got him. Amen. Well, that same Jesus is in you. Amen. Flowing through you by grace. All of this is what determines whether we are acceptable to God or not. Now you have to be, listen, we have to allow the faith righteousness to work in our life so that we are acceptable unto God, so that his grace is released. If I'm just in a performance thing, grace is not being released. I may have a gift and I can do stuff well, but you know, you've heard gifted people sing or do whatever, and then you've seen anointed people where the anointing took over and something way bigger than that person was at work. That was the grace versus just a gift. And that's what God wants when it comes to the kingdom. We're to establish a kingdom. We can't do it by works. We can't do it by fleshly labors. It must be his grace that flows through us to establish it in the earth. Now, because Jesus is our righteousness, it isn't an excuse to live an ungodly life. Let's settle that right now. Because there are people that listen for certain cues. They listen to things to justify themselves in wrongdoing. That is not at all what I'm doing here. No, sin is sin. Amen. A lie is a lie. Amen. You're a thief, you're a thief. Amen. We are not trying to justify ourselves in wrongdoing. All right? The fact that Jesus is our righteousness delivers us from excuses for ungodliness. If righteousness is a gift, and we read that verse where righteousness, the gift of righteousness, if it's a gift, we have no reason to live anything but righteous lives. If it's a gift to us, you have no reason to live any other kind of way if it's a gift to you, unless you're on a works righteousness, works performance thing. Tell somebody it's a gift. Now, where faith is so vitally important to us, if a person doesn't believe in the power of righteousness by Jesus or through Jesus, if they don't believe, that person will never experience in this realm practical application or manifestation of what God has promised. If a person does not believe in the power of righteousness through Christ, again, that's the stumbling block to the Jews. People stumble over that. Surely I have to do something. Yeah, believe.
Thank you for joining us as we continue Mega Grace.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.